A little dream castle with every dream gone is lonely and silent. The shades are all drawn. My heart is heavy as I gaze upon a cottage for sale. The lawn we were proud of is blowing in hay. Our little dream garden has withered away. Where you planted roses, the weeds seem to say, a cottage for sale. Through every single window, I see your face. But when I reach that window, there's empty space. The keys in the mailbox, the same as before, but no one is waiting for me anymore. The end of my story is told on the door. A cottage for sale. The keys in the mailbox, the same as before, but no one is waiting for me anymore. The end of my story is told on the door. A cottage built for me and you will never be a dream come true. The leaves are on the ground, all the shades are down. It's a cottage for sale.
There will be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another you? Yeah.
Goodbye. No use leading without chins. This is where our story.
Okay, I'd like to call this special city council workshop to order. If you'll all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to have roll call.
Councilmember Seves?
Here.
Councilmember Bennett?
Here.
Councilmember Richards?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Kasdan?
Here.
Mayor Perotti?
Here. Okay, at this time we'll have public forum if anybody would like to speak on anything that's not on our agenda today.
I have no speaker slips, Mayor.
Okay, great. Okay, amendments or adjustments?
Madam Mayor, we have no amendments or adjustments.
Okay, thank you.
Item A1, 2017-19 Strategic Plan Workshop.
Ms. Green, are you going to start us off on this?
I am. Thank you. So just for everyone's information, this is a slightly different format than a typical council meeting because it is a workshop. So we'll be somewhat less formal. We're going to be, I'll give you some guidelines on how we're going to move forward throughout this two-hour period we have set aside. And so in just a moment, I'll lay out how we'll proceed. But I wanted to start with giving an overview of what the purpose of the strategic plan is. We have our slides here. As we go along, feel free to stop me, ask any questions. Goleta's strategic plan is a guiding policy resource that identifies the priorities and the goals of the organization that council has set. So this is your document. This is one of your policy statements. It's also a roadmap that informs future decision making and operations at the staff level. The first plan was adopted in 2007, and it's an evolving document that receives regular updates to keep current on the city's goals and the direction that council is leading the community. It's a two-year document. It's built to run concurrent with our two-year budget cycle. And as you know, we are in the middle of creating our two-year budget for the next two fiscal years, and we'll be having our budget workshop soon and bringing that to adoption or to council for adoption in June. The goals for today, and they are, they're, it's a lot to get through, I recognize that, but we want council to be able to receive staff's proposed updates on the plan. Most of those we've included in the staff report. We have a couple that we've added since we published that Dana Grazi will go over. We would like council to provide direction to staff on further changes that you would like made to the plan. You have in front of you changes suggested by Mayor Pro Tem Kasdan that he sent to staff yesterday. So as we go through, Mayor Pro Tem will be calling those to your attention, and council will have an opportunity to discuss these changes along with staff's proposed changes or any changes that the rest of you have as we go through. The feedback we collect today will be used to prepare the final version of the strategic plan, which will be adopted at a future council meeting, likely when we bring the budget document to you for adoption as well. We're going to do kind of a page turn review. So we'll go through section by section using the PowerPoint as a guide. And like I said, feel free to stop us and ask questions, make suggestions, give us your feedback. Also, we have our staff on hand here in the audience, but they will be here as a resource when you have questions or you want to hear from them about specifics. They'll be able to come up to the podium and provide information and clarify things. So feel free to use them as a resource, as well as Valerie Kushnerov and Dana Grossi and myself. As we receive the proposed edits, Valerie is going to capture them on the easel. Some of you are familiar with this from our workshop several months ago on the City Council's rules of decorum. But do keep in mind that depending on the input and where the dialogue goes, that we may not be able to get through everything today. We will try our best, but we want to make sure council has an ample opportunity to get through the material that you would like to, and at the end of the process have a document that you're all in agreement with. So if we don't get through everything, we will schedule a follow-up session. Unfortunately, because of other scheduling conflicts, we're unable to go past 11 today. So the changes that we proposed, we're not going to go over every grammatical change and, you know, the minor things. We really want to call your attention through a series of bulleted points that cover the significant changes that we've proposed. But please chime in whenever you would like to. And Dana will walk us through most of the slides. And we want this to be an interactive process. So we'll be starting with just an overview of how the strategic plan is structured. The first part of the plan is a vision statement that the City Council created. And I'll just go ahead and read that. Goleta is a beautiful and safe community with family-friendly neighborhoods that values the environment, agriculture, and open space while encouraging housing, recreation, and business opportunities. Since this is Council's vision statement, which sets the stage for the rest of the strategic plan, staff has made no changes. We respect that this vision statement was created after a lengthy process, and our assumption is unless we hear from council, this stays the way it is. So we've made no changes there. So after the vision statement, the strategic plan presents six overarching strategies, and you'll see those on the slide. I'll read those briefly. Preserve and enhance quality of life in Goleta. Ensure financial stability. Support economic vitality. Strengthen infrastructure, return Old Town to be the vital center of the city, and maintain a safe community. These overarching strategies were also created by council through a very interactive, comprehensive process. They're a very key part of the plan. Staff is not proposing any changes because, again, these are your overarching strategies.
And if I may, so this is what the first thing, that's what I sent out. This was, I sent out last night and left out one of the overarching strategies. But so what I tried to do, I went through these and I thought that two things I wanted to look at for adjusting. One was the preserve and enhance the quality of life. I broke it into two, one being the recreational opportunities and community vitality. So that included the public arts, that was Old Town, not Old Own, and public events and so forth. So those are about enhancing community life and such. And then the other was separated from that was the environmental vitality, which was distinguished in terms of that's where the sustainability, the butterfly plan, various things that enhanced our environmental stability. So I thought there was just too many things going on there in that first one, and it was just too, they didn't seem to all work together to me. The other one that I, the other thing that I changed was the return, and you altered it as well, but return Old Town to be the vital center of the city. I thought that the Old Town, that one, either we want to include that as part of just one of the elements in overall economic development or economic vitality as just one of the objectives included there, or associated with the community vitality, one that I included. But, you know, that previous one obviously reflected the goal associated with the community center. That isn't now something that we're looking at, and so it seemed there was a sort of redundancy to it, that it, what was left now was economic vitality or community vitality, whichever you want to call it, whichever one you think appropriate. So I would drop that one there, include it among the others, and split out the first, what are they, strategy.
Council, any remarks, comments?
Well, I was going to suggest, could we get through the staff report first and then come back and look at the individual sections that we might want to change, or are we doing this as we go through it? I guess I'm just curious about the process.
I think it might be helpful to go through each section because this is our sixth over arching strategies. And are you proposing to change these six?
Yes, I am proposing to change these six. That's why I'm bringing it up now, because we're on the page that discusses what are the strategies that we're looking at. And I don't, let me, as a measure of reassurance, this doesn't presume that the goals that are underneath it are dramatically changed or anything like that. It's not, it's a restructuring, a reordering. If people want more time to contemplate, I suppose that's fine. But when we get to some of these, for instance, we're coming up to the first one, is that I would break that into two of them, and they flow to me more clearly. But the substance of each of those goals, I tweaked them, you know, added a few of my own and so forth, but it's not fundamentally what I'm saying the city would be doing isn't really changed. So,
Councilmember Seves, did you?
Yeah, you know, the overarching strategies that are on this slide here is what we've been working with for a number of years, and it then filters itself through the entire document. So it's not one to break up each one because they're meant to be all-encompassing. And so I agree, let's move on. I'd be opposed to changing these strategies at this point.
Well, I'd actually like to take a step back, because looking at the vision statement, I had a question about that. So that's why I'm wondering how, like, where we are in terms of giving feedback. When I read the vision statement, it struck me that people aren't in there. We have a beautiful and safe community of family-friendly. We have neighborhoods. We have environment, agriculture, open space. I think that there should be a comment in there. I mean, and I'd like to suggest something along the lines of, Goleta is a beautiful and safe community of engaged and active population of residents, or something along those lines. I mean, I think that the people of the city need to be a part of our vision statement, and I don't see that in there right now.
Actually, I agree there also. I looked at the housing. It seemed, what about housing that's important to us? Is it housing for to support that housing that's affordable? Is it housing that support the Goleta workforce? Is it, what is it about? Is housing an end in itself? So,
Councilmember Bennett.
Well, I'd like to suggest, number one, that as you go through the document, it's like peeling an onion. Mm-hmm. You have very broad statements and comments from the beginning. When we started this process back in 07 and added to it a few years later, it turned out to be a Christmas tree with many, many ornaments. And it became frustrating. The staff was confused. It was difficult to administer and focus. So we spent money and hired a consultant who came forward to try to assist us to refocus. And so what you see here in the document, we spent a lot of time and a lot of money to get it back to the point where it was easily understood. We started out with more broad statements, and then as you go through the document, you'll see things become specific as you're discussing and you're commenting about, but the vision statement isn't intended to say everything on purpose. And as we go across the overarching strategies, that's not intended to describe everything and anything that we care about within the city. It's merely a point that we are providing the necessary headings. And as we go through the process and we dig deeper into the document, it becomes more specific and supports those, the vision statement and the six strategies that have been previously stated.
And I understand that. I was just raising, the thing that I pointed out was the, with respect to the overarching strategies, that I recognize that beneath them are a series of goals, then objectives, then performance measures, and each builds up, and it's like you said, it's maybe an iceberg, and there's more and more that expands below that. But I don't know how, when we'd bring it up, if we don't bring it up now. If, once we go into, the whole idea with this sort of thing is you establish your the big stuff, and then the smaller stuff flows from that. First you say, here's our goal, then you figure out, okay, what are the objectives that we're looking for when we're achieving that goal? Then you look at how do we measure our performance? How do we measure how successful we are in accomplishing those objectives and those goals? So if we, this is a curious process, but that's the process we have.
I just want to make one comment that I know that years ago when we started, we had, as Councilmember Bennett did say, that we had so many strategies and goals, and it was very confusing. It was all over, and we couldn't really hone in on what our really priorities were. Staff couldn't figure it out either. So we did hire a consultant who really said, you can't have that many strategies and goals. I mean, it was something like 20. I can't remember. It was so many. So that's why we came up with six. And actually, initially, it was five, and then we got it to six. I personally would need a little bit more time to really think of what I don't. It's not that I don't support what you're saying, Mayor Pro Tem Kasdan, but I'd want to maybe go through it a little bit more and see if there's any of these things that you have documented here that could go under some of these strategies and the goals.
Just to clarify, the point is that these aren't going underneath the strategies. These are replacing those strategies that on the next slide. So right now we have, as you said, there's six strategies. I would offer an alternative. This one, I have to say, this is missing the infrastructure one. So where this has six, I'm making it seven. And there are two differences, just to reiterate. So the first one there, which is preserve and enhance the quality of life, I've made that into two strategies now. And the one which sort of captures events, arts, the things that recreation, the things that for public enjoyment, public appreciation, and then a separate strategy which is environmental protection related. And then the other thing that I did was to eliminate the strategy right now, which is return Old Town to be the vital center of the city, which presumes it was there when we wanted to have a community center and so forth. That was the principal goal. Now the goals that are there are not inherently different than the goals that are in other strategies, whether it's, let's say, the economic vitality strategy. They're the same set of types of activities except explicit to Old Town. So in other words, I'm not suggesting we don't do as much work in Old Town or don't consider Old Town to be important. It's just we're not our, we've changed that there's not right now this assumption that the community center is going to be the location of the city hall and so forth, and so there's no need to have this as separated out in the way that it is.
I just want to make a quick comment, and then I know Councilmember Aceves has something to say. But, you know, when we look at the return Old Town to the vital center of the city, it's more than just the city hall that we're talking about.
I think that's something we need to focus on. I don't think that's something that the public has been asking for. I mean, I don't think it reflects every meeting we've gone to. I don't see this outcry of people asking for us to develop Old Town in a way that's different than it is now. I mean, there are things that people want, but this suggestion that it should be, that we should re-engineer Old Town, which is what this suggests, that it's going to fundamentally, we're asking here to fundamentally change the character or the focus of Old Town from how it is now. And I don't get the impression from anyone that's come in that that's what they're seeking.
Councilmember Aceves?
Could you go to the next slide, please? May I ask that we move on to the strategic goals and objectives, the staff report, and maybe from that, if there's necessary to revisit the overarching goals, we do that? We've already wasted almost a half hour, and we've gone nowhere. So could we move on, please?
Yeah, I would certainly suggest that we should move on, and I would agree with the mayor that the number five, and we've never voted to suggest that we're not going to have the Civic Center in Old Town. We paused it after much review, and we never said that that wasn't going to happen in the future. We just said it wasn't going to happen this moment. And it's much more than just the Civic Center being the issue in Old Town. And no one that I know of has suggested that we're trying to change the character in Old Town. I've never heard that. So I would agree. Let's move on, and I think we can get going forward. We may find comfort in the rest of what we want to do.
And I want to assure you, Councilmember Richards, that we'll go back to the mission statement, the vision statement, and talk about that.
Well, and I understand that, you know, the vision statement, it's a pretty significant change if we're going to start at the vision statement, because that is the overarching vision that we're communicating about everything else that flows from that.
Right.
So I understand that that's not insignificant for us to make a right. change at that level.
And I would agree.
But I do think that it's important that the people of Goleta are included in the vision of our statement.
And I would agree with that as well.
I also understand, if I can say, that I think that what we're talking about here is, are we making just a few tweaks to a document that you know will just take us the next 2 years? Or are we really taking the time and the effort into evaluating this? You know, Mayor Pro Tem Kazin and I are new to the council, and we're being asked to sign off on a document that is communicating our understanding of what the strategic plan of the city is. We have not had an opportunity to really be a part of this process before. And so I think it's important that, I mean, for me, in doing my due diligence, I need to look at this from beginning to end, top to bottom, and really decide, is this what's communicating my values? Is this what I really believe in? Is this what I think is best for the city? And that may involve more than just a few tweaks here and there and some, you know, strikeout language and adding some things here and there. Because if this is something that I want to put my heart behind and really, you know, believe in this, then it may require more than a two-hour meeting. And I'm sorry if it feels like this is the last half hour was a waste of time. I don't think so. I think it's important that we have a full and complete conversation about this, because this is very important to the city.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, I guess I would ask that, I don't know if this is a question directed to Michelle, but I do think to follow up on what Kyle just said, that what our strategies are and determining what our strategies are is not a waste of time. And that the idea that, I mean, I appreciate that a consultant was hired in 2009, but to reiterate, or 2007. But I don't think that I adding 20 measures, and I tried to be responsible to the goals that we had in mind. Now, so anyway, the question that I had for Michelle or something is how much where it is accessible to be able to, or what point would we go back? If we move on now, how procedurally are we able to recapture some of this previous discussion? I recognize it's hard for people to engulf changes in larger things, and so how procedurally might we manage that?
If council wants to move forward with the rest of the presentation and going through the goals and the objectives, we will continue to capture your comments in our notes on the flip chart. This meeting's being recorded too, so you know we'll have that detail. But at the end of the presentation, whether it occurs today or at a future meeting, then council could choose to go back over the comments received and the request for changes on the vision statement, on the overarching strategies, and also review the changes made to the goals and objectives. So if you want to move forward to the end now, or you try to get to the end now, we can then go back to the beginning before we conclude getting council's input and direction.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Okay, so then moving on to this slide, it really just shows visually what I was starting to talk about, how we have the vision statement, the six overarching strategies, and then underneath each of those strategies, there are supporting strategic goals. Each of those goals is a pretty broad statement in itself, a little less broad than the strategies. And they really talk about the direction, purpose, or intent of the actions that staff will be taking, or a condition or a result to be achieved. So they really provide further direction that supports those overarching strategies. And following the goals are the objectives. They are even more specific, and they provide measurable targets, tasks, types of action, and are really driven toward achieving a tangible outcome. Out of those objectives, staff builds our department work plans. We make our budget allocation recommendations from those objectives. We build a part of our performance measures in the budget based on those objectives. So it really is a process that flows through several stages and results in a roadmap for us so that we stay aligned with council's priorities. So that concludes the overview. Moving to the next slide. I just wanted to note that changes to the narrative sections under each strategy provide a little more context than we've had in the past for the purpose of ease of understanding. So in some places, a narrative has been expanded. Sometimes it's been reduced a little bit, all with the goal of making it easier for the public and for staff to understand. We have tried really hard this year to improve alignment between the strategic goals and the objectives. You'll see as we go through here, we've taken some goals and put them in the objective sections because we recognize they were really objectives all along. So we really tried hard to focus. We had several group meetings for several hours where we looked at these very carefully word by word, and we're very cognizant of maintaining and improving the structure of the plan. As far as the goals, they're really more outcome driven and more measurable, we believe, than they have been in the past. And I think that just helps strengthen the effectiveness of the strategic plan and helps staff with planning and executing our work. So Dana will run through each proposed change, and again, these all have been reviewed by our department directors and other key staff, and we have the track changes version of just the text that's in your packet. And then also we provided the current strategic plan just to show you how the finished product will look once we insert graphics and all that. I believe that before we jump into those changes, there are some things that we did add. Since we published, Dana's going to talk about those, and then we'll go through section by section. So that if there's any questions for me, I'm happy to entertain them. Otherwise, I'm prepared to hand off to Dana.
Okay. Well, thank you, Michelle, and good morning, Mayor Perotti and council members, and, of course, members of the audience. So there were three changes, as Michelle was alluding to, that weren't included in the staff report. However, we've since wanted to propose these changes to you today. And the first one, as you'll see on the slide, pertains to the overarching strategy of preserve and enhance the quality of life in Goleta. And we realized we didn't have any topic related to the library previously in the plan. So staff is proposing to add the strategic goal, support the Goleta Library as a robust community resource. And staff are also proposing to add an accompanying objective for that goal that states continue to analyze the feasibility of direct management of the library. And feel free to jump in at any time if you have any suggested changes as I move into these. And the second proposed change that wasn't included in the staff report would pertain to the strength and infrastructure overarching strategy. And it states, complete a technological assessment of the organization's information technology, IT needs, and prepare a 5-year information technology strategic plan, ITSP, that will guide the city in budgeting for future IT hardware, software, and governance needs. And you see the bolded governance needs. It's an addition that wasn't included in the staff report, but certainly IT governance is something that we are taking a look at right now. Currently, our IT services are consulted out, and we've hired a consultant, Third Wave Corporation, who is going to make recommendations when they're finished with their study as to what an appropriate level of IT governance, maybe a different model of the city, would look like. And then the third proposed change that wasn't included in the staff report would fall under the Maintain a Safe Community overarching strategy, which states delete restoration of a detective position. And in the staff report, I had a misunderstanding with staff, and my understanding now is that we want to propose deletion of that particular objective, and it was, and I don't have the history, but more due to budget constraints. So to date, this item, the restoration of a detective position, has not been pursued by staff. It hasn't been pursued by the sheriff's office. And so we're looking today to get feedback from the city council on whether this is something we truly want to delete or, you know, pursue.
And when we get to that section, it's when we would want the feedback, not just for that one, but for all of these. We just wanted to give you a heads up that it wasn't in the packet before we proceed.
Do we not want to do concurrence as we move along instead of revisiting it later?
We could.
I'm just saying for time.
Okay. If that's your preference, you can do that. If you want to take these out of the order that they fall in, that's an option council has.
My question would be, with these additions, are they going to line up as we go through so we don't have to go back and forth? Have they been added into where we're going?
Yes, they've been added into the presentation. They haven't been added into the staff report that was published.
Understand. But I'm saying as we go through everything.
Yes, as we go
so
through.
So we don't have to flip back and forth is what I'm getting at.
Correct. Yeah, we'll do our page turn, and as we go through, the page numbers will be associated, and we'll come back to each of these three. Well, except for the library one, okay. Because it's not included right now in the draft strategic plan.
Oh. Okay. That was all I was concerned about. Because I, as long as they show up so we don't misunderstand where we're at and we don't lose them in context, That was my only concern.
Yeah, it's an important clarification because the library topic won't come up again. So if we want to discuss it now, we certainly can.
Yeah, that would be an appropriate one to take up now. Okay. The others can be in order.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds good. Anybody would like to speak to the library?
I just ask for concurrence and move forward.
I would agree with that.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I have no objections to these. My concern about concurrence, as stated, is that I'd like to reserve the opportunity to come back and revisit some of these if our vision statement and or the six overarching strategies changes, and then that may affect where these go in them.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Okay.
Yeah, I don't absolutely have a problem with that.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, thank you. I'll continue to move right along here. Into the first overarching strategy, as currently stated, preserve and enhance the quality of life in Goleta. And staff have proposed changes to the narrative section, and in particular, language has been added if you refer to lines 62 through 80. The language highlights the additional efforts the city partakes in to further this overarching strategy, including the recent completion of a recreation needs assessment, implementation of the city's climate action plan, and commitment to supporting the sustainability, supporting sustainability in the community. Moving on, further changes in the narrative section. If you refer to lines 61 and 62, staff has suggested removing the statement, "The city achieves this goal through ongoing coordination with its Parks and Recreation Commission." So the plan does not reference other boards and commissions in Goleta that contribute at some level to the different efforts identified in the document. So staff felt that it might be extraneous to include a reference here to the Parks and Recreation Commission. And so that's why we're proposing it for removal. Yeah, maybe what I'll do is at the end of each slide, I'll ask for concurrence.
Okay, that sounds, let's
okay.
do it that way.
And so do we have concurrence on the last couple of slides that I've reviewed?
Yes.
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 Okay, thank you. And moving along, still under the first overarching strategy, staff have proposed to remove the strategic goal, development of a public cultural arts program. And this was a goal that was developed by previous city council that has not been defined or budgeted, and no specific policy has been developed related to this goal. And so staff would certainly like to get council's feedback, if any, on the importance of this public cultural arts effort in light of other priorities and projects underway. Is this something we want to continue or remove?
I have a comment on that. Sure. I was surprised to see it taken out, and I think I was on the council that was part of putting it in, so I'm still here. I'm just wondering if we could put it somewhere else. I mean, if we maybe not call it a program, but that we still foster public and cultural arts in our community. Let's see if I'm not for taking it out. I don't know if we need to call it a program, but there are other options where we could find funding to support the arts, and it doesn't have to only be in Old Town. It could be anywhere in Goleta. And the one thing that I am hearing is that Old Town, there's some people that are talking about doing more art shows, and so it's starting to organically start to happen. So I'd hate for us to lose sight of that as one of our priorities that we would support. Councilmember Bennett?
Yeah, I would concur with the mayor. I think that it's a desirable thing to make note of. And I believe the discussion we had at the time that in this community, we looked to like Rancho La Patera, Stowhouse. That's certainly part of our culture and considered part of our arts program. We have a lot of activities that go on there. We have an annual art show, the Fiddler's Convention, and so on. So I think there's things that we discussed back then. Maybe they didn't get captured in such a way that it made sense. But we do have some arts and cultural things that go on in our community that we certainly wanted to preserve. But we also talked about enhancing those. And, you know, I would include our farmers markets in that. I mean, these are all things that our community participates in and I think considers it to be valuable. We have our depot, which, you know, literally thousands of people in our community, families, go there every year to enjoy that tremendous public asset from a cultural standpoint and education standpoint. So I just think we need to do better maybe expanding it, and maybe you have some ideas.
Sure. I think that staff's understanding was that the way this was originally worded, that it meant the city was supposed to develop a program. But if we make modifications that say foster or support public cultural arts programs in the Goleta community, then that gives us the flexibility to say, yes, we're doing that through our city grant program or some of our support to other agencies funding, or if we become a sponsor in an event. So it leaves it to where the city can kind of tailor its level of involvement without having to be tasked with developing a program, which, as our mayor pointed out, seems to be starting to happen organically, and as Councilmember Bennett mentioned, already exists in several places throughout the community. So that would be staff's recommendation for modifying this, yet keeping it in.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. I think what we got hung up on was developing a program. But this was inserted years ago when we're still waiting for a Parks and Rec Commission. We're still waiting for a Parks and Rec section, hoping that that would get on board and develop programs. So I'd hate to see this go. We're already doing it. We're already supporting the arts programs. And Councilman Bennett mentioned Stowhouse, but we forgot to mention Fiesta Ranchera, which is one of the biggest cultural events.
Yep.
But let me just, you know, one of the things with a strategic plan is it maps out what we want to accomplish and where we want to go and how we hold ourselves accountable for things that have happened. So it's not supposed to be, in a sense, just a description of things as they are. It's what we're striving to accomplish. And so I'm not arguing against including something like this in here, but I would want either for staff or for us to think about what do we want to see more than just sort of the ongoing stuff? How do we know if we've been successful in accomplishing things? How do we know if, you know, voters say they set out these goals for themselves and have they achieved them? That's what we want to know in a strategic plan. So whether it is we have these two events or three events or whatever it is, maybe we want to add another event of some sort. Maybe we want to see, to develop a partnership with UCSB for public art or a, you know, I don't have the answer right now, maybe more grants, whatever it might be, but what do we want to accomplish that this isn't sort of the, I don't know, a description of what we're already doing. That's what, you know, that's what I would suggest, ask that people think about.
I wasn't suggesting for a moment that the list of things that I gave, and I left one out that's also important, which is the dam dinner,
that's
which
right.
has turned out incredibly successful. And this was done as another visioning opportunity for the enhancement of life of our community and has been incredibly successful. I merely was just touching on those because that's my recollection when we had this conversation. It wasn't, you know, the traditional, we're going to look at paintings or whatever. Right. It was a broad breadth of things in our community that are important to our citizens and anything we can do to support or enhance. And I think our staff just told us, if we change the wording just a bit and put in the word support, I'm not suggesting for a minute that we list everything.
No. And I wasn't just, assuming that. I just wanted to, and I didn't take it that way. I was just saying that we want to, it wasn't there before originally, right? It was that idea of what's a program, what's not a program. And I think there are things, the cleanup in Old Town and so forth, this sort of, it's not arts, but it's a public activity to enhance the quality of life, for instance. All the dam dinner. I mean, there are things that have happened, and some of those need to be, you know, what we've done and where we want to go, what we want to accomplish. That's where it would be included.
That's great. So, Madam Mayor, if
council has consensus to make the suggested wording change, what we would do is include new objectives new to the plan, but that reflect the contributions and the efforts the city already undertakes to support these programs. And then we would also think about how we can measure or quantify our support in our performance measures. So we can bring those additions to council with the next draft of the document. But I think Mayor Pro Tem does bring up a good point, and we can probably accomplish some of what he's pointing out through developing additional objectives and performance measures.
Great. Okay, I support that. Let's move on.
Okay, thank you for that important feedback. Moving on, still in the strategic goal section, update the wildfire protection plan and butterfly management plan. Both of these efforts reflect specific work tasks, and staff felt they would be more appropriately identified as objectives. And so staff is proposing that they be moved below to the objective session section and split into two separate objectives. And if you look to lines 91 and 92, you can see those proposed changes. And then additionally, staff have also proposed a new strategic goal to be added, and it would read, lead by example by adopting sustainable practices, line 88. And
So the first comment is really the wildfire protection plan, whether in fact that is appropriate here in this section or more in the community safety one. That if seems like that's where we have wildfire, fire protection. It seems like that one should be moved.
If I may, I'd like to call up our advanced planning manager, Ann Wells, to answer that question and get her to describe a little bit about the background, which may help council determine if they want to keep this in the section or move it to safety.
Thank you.
Good morning. As you may know, we have an adopted community wildfire protection plan that's been approved by the state. And while we're implementing that, we're also preparing the butterfly habitat management plan, and we're trying to coordinate those together so that one doesn't supersede or override the other, which is why you're seeing them together here. So as far as improving the quality of the life, we're trying to link these two objectives together, and that's the intent, why you see it here. Maybe theoretically in the future, after we have a management plan for butterfly habitat and that we've implemented that, we can see them separated out into two different goals.
So, I mean, I understand they're two work products, they're moving, the same people are developing them because they interact, but in the end, there's going to be two different documents or one document?
There will be two different documents, one environmental document for both of them to ensure, again, that there's we're protecting habitat for the butterflies while still addressing the need for fire reduction or fire prevention. But and then to say it in the reverse, that as we do our implement fire prevention measures, that we don't do that at the cost of our butterfly habitat. So that's why they're together here, which I can see why you would wonder why they're together in this particular preserve and enhance the quality of life in Goleta. But because our habitat on Elwood Mesa in particular for the butterflies is so important and it's so sensitive, that you see these two things linked together at this time in the strategic plan.
Is this specific to Elwood, the wildfire management? Is it the Mesa alone, or is it citywide?
The plan is citywide, and I think we adopted that in 2015. And we are implementing that, but as far as implementing on Elwood, we are not implementing anything from the Community Wildfire Prevention Plan because we don't have our habitat management plan finalized and permitted through the various permitting agencies.
So it's really developing the butterfly habitat plan in order to adjust or update our current wildfire protection plan, which has already, in a sense, been developed. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah, so we'll be developing the site-specific, Elwood-specific portion of the implementation of the fire plan, and that's what will be evaluated in an environmental document. So once they get implemented, they'll be implemented together. So strategies from the community wildfire plan will be incorporated into the butterfly plan to ensure that they're compatible.
Okay. So, I mean, in other words, if we were doing right now a wildfire protection plan, it would be in community safety mm-hmm. if we were starting de novo or something like that. And this is really, one could argue, or you're suggesting that this is appropriate here because it's the portion of the plan that deals with the Elwood Mesa and is part and parcel of the butterfly management plan. So is that, so, okay, so some, and I'd be fine keeping it there if some phrasing, just tweaking it. I don't know how others feel.
Yeah, I would agree. I, given the background occurred before your arrival, the bottom line on this is the expectation there'd be customization, if you will, for the Mesa because of its uniqueness. So there would necessary adjustments most likely in the community wildland fire plan. So that was the expectation. And again, I think staff explained it very well and why the two are tied together.
Councilmember Richards?
Yeah, I have no objection to keeping it where it is. I do have another issue I'd like to raise with regard to management plans.
Okay.
During the general plan, coastal plan update, I believe there was some direction in there about developing a riparian habitat management plan, and I'm wondering if it would be appropriate to include that somewhere in this document.
If we can have Ann Wells comment, I think that'll be helpful for council.
All right, thank you. Sorry, I was trying to catch you before you sat down.
I don't mind walking. I think that was the Creek Watershed plant management plan. And I think that is incorporated into this, or I know it's in our budget.
I don't recall reading it in this document.
It is in the draft budget narratives. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we should be doing is linking it back here in this document.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'd suggest that we add it here then.
I would agree.
All right. Well, thank you. Any other?
Oh, wait, before you go, how about CEQA thresholds?
Just stay up there, Ann.
Are we doing that? Updating that?
Yes, we are. I'm not sure if that's preserve and enhance the quality of life of Goleta. It might belong somewhere else if we were to put it in the strategic plan.
But so is it, in other words, it will, I mean, I had an idea how to fit it. it will be as far somewhere it's going to be floating in the strategic plan as what we're trying to accomplish.
Right now, it's in the draft
budget,
and if we are, let me rephrase that. Staff can put that on the list of items that we need to add to the strategic plan. It'll take us a little time to really think through what the most appropriate place will be for that specific item. So Valerie's noted it, and we'll address that in the update of the draft.
I'm good with that.
I'm good with that.
Yes.
I have one other, but not for you per se. just a phrasing thing. The lead by example. Is there a measurable kind of, I mean, ultimately when you look at what we are trying to accomplish and, you know, have you already tried to think about what the objective would be and what would be the performance measures that flow from it? Because it looks on its face to be something that one can evaluate whether we're successful or not, per se. Does it mean we have to be ahead of others? Anyway, go ahead.
That's a good comment. As I move to the next couple of slides, staff have proposed specific objectives that would add measurability to this, which is
a more broad statement. So maybe we can work through those and get any comments.
Okay.
But they're new ones that we're proposing to add. So, yeah.
I have a proposed alternative language for that. Instead of lead by example, perhaps adopt best practices in sustainability.
Mm, okay.
I like that.
Yeah. Thank you. That's good feedback. Anything else on this slide before I move on? Okay. Yeah. And so moving to the objective section, still in this first overarching goal, the current plan previously includes two separate objectives. One is titled Chumash Cultural Heritage Site, and the next one is Lake Los Carneros Master Plan. And so staff felt that it would be important to combine these two objectives into one objective due to the probable linked nature of both of these efforts. And so the revised objective, if you refer to lines 97 through 98, is proposed to read, update the Lake Los Carneros Master Plan, including the potential development of a Chumash Cultural Heritage Site. And do we have any comments here?
I have one comment that I'm not raising objections per se, but I want to just potentially revisit this. And we talk about it next time or something like that. And I'll just leave it at that for now.
Councilmember Seves?
I don't know that I think we have to have a situation that triggers updating the Los Carneros Master Plan, because that was adopted years ago, went through CEQA analysis, and it's a very well-written document. I know the Railroad Museum has future plans, and I know the Historical Society has future plans, so I would think we should strike this, because we would revisit it should a plan come forward that is an exception to the master plan that's been created.
I would be reluctant to strike it, only because the master plan was created by the county, and as I recall, it was about 20 years ago. I think it was back in the 90s sometime when they adopted it. And I'm not suggesting for a moment it's not comprehensive and that it's not inclusive. I think it is. But there's some things that have gone forward since, such as the potential for a Chumash village site, which, if we recall, that came out of a court settlement. So it's my belief is it's more than a potential. It's something that we have more or less gone along with, that we're going to work with people so something can happen in the future. And I think we need to kind of recognize that so we don't lose sight of that fact. And we're going to be dealing with an update next week in regards to things we've discussed that we'd like to see at Rancho La Patera and improvements of infrastructure, which I think ties into this as well. So I would be a little reluctant to remove it. Maybe we can do some better language on it. I'm not sure, but I think that it needs to be recognized.
Yeah, may I agree, and may I suggest either to say revisit the Lake Los Carneros Master Plan, or perhaps consider updating it instead of deleting it altogether?
Well, we're not really. I'm sorry, we're not really deleting the plan. The plan is the law for this city as we adopt it.
No, I understand. I'm talking about this item number 97 on this list. I mean, the directive on here says update the Lake Los Carneros Master Plan. I'm suggesting to say revisit it or to consider updating it.
And I'd leave that at period, because the comments about the Chumash Village, we weren't party to that lawsuit. That lawsuit was settled, and we have no obligation to move forward unless the council moves forward. We've never talked about that. But revisiting the plan makes sense, especially with the upgrades we're doing, especially with the two entities that are there now that have future plans. would cause the document to be revisited.
I'm good with revisit, because I think if we, you know, and maybe we do need to have the conversation about the True Match cultural heritage, because that was something that we did talk about, and it wasn't in stone that we were moving forward, but it was kind of implied that that was the direction we were going, and so to do that, we would have to revisit the master plan, I would think.
I just want to point out that it doesn't require us to look at that. It just says including the potential development of the Chumash Cultural Heritage Site. So there is some, you know, softened language about that. I'm okay taking it out as well. Taking it out would not preclude us from looking at it either. So I'm okay either way.
Okay.
Well, is there consensus then just to leave it at revisit and not include all the other possibilities?
I'm good with that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I'll go ahead and move on. Also under the objectives section, the current plan includes an objective that reads implement landscape installation deferral program. And at this time, staff are proposing that this objective get removed. Staff had previously explored the feasibility of a landscape installation deferral program and had determined that it would conflict with stormwater regulations. And instead, the city adopted a water efficiency landscape ordinance. And that's line 108 in your packet. And then if you refer to line 111, there is an objective that reads comply with state mandated reductions and potable water use for landscaped areas. And this particular effort is also suggested for deletion. And staff felt this is more a business function. It's not necessarily strategic. And so that's why we thought we might want to remove that.
And just to expand on that, the assumption is that when there's state mandates, we follow them. So yeah. We didn't need to call that out in the plan.
Yeah. Right.
So.
Right.
Good.
Concur.
Concur.
Concur. All right. Perfect. Thank you. And at this time, I'll talk a little bit about the objectives the staff are proposing to add related to the new sustainability strategic goal. And so plan and design a multi-purpose recreation field at the existing Evergreen Park on line 99 is proposed. And then on lines 101 through 102, utilize the sustainability tools for assessing and rating STAR, Community Rating System certification results, as a means to assess sustainability efforts, and also develop a sustainability plan to identify and achieve goals that foster sustainability has been proposed and shown in line 103. And do we have any questions or comments so far?
I'm happy to see that in there.
All right.
I concur.
I would concur.
Great.
So actually, just for curiosity, so
I'd say that STAR community rating system, that's not something we're using now, and that we need to, we're going to purchase it or acquire it or something like that. Is that the idea?
I can speak to that briefly. I don't know all the in-depth detail, but we've joined a partnership which provides us access to those tools, and staff is going through a process of going through that program and learning about the rating system and going through the certification process as a first step in building our sustainability plan. So it's underway.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, now move to the next slide. And continuing along that strategic goal for sustainability, other objectives that are proposed for addition include participate in the Central Coast Power Consortium of local governments to explore the feasibility of community choice energy. That's on lines 104 through 105. Also, continue to participate in the South Coast Energy Efficiency Partnership, line 106. And then finally, continue to partner with the Green Business Program, line 107. So you can see a number of sustainability-related objectives are proposed here.
Concur.
Yes.
Concur.
Well,
I mean, I guess, well, it's not, you know, it's not a big deal, but continue to participate. It just seems, it goes to that same question you raised before, as far as business, you know, what's a, I mean, is the alternative that don't drop out? I mean, it's, or how are we measuring, what are we accomplishing? Is success that we chose not to exit it? Yeah, I mean, it just, is there something we want to accomplish that's different than business as usual, as just our ongoing activities, with particularly those last two? And then the other question I have is, participate with this consortium. What does that mean? I know that they're developing a feasibility study on the community choice energy that the city did not pay to participate in. Do we automatically get access to that unless we pay up and pay whatever it is, $10,000, $15,000, whatever it is? And or is this a budget item in essence? So is this us making a commitment that in order to be able to evaluate the feasibility of the community choice, we need to pay up, and that this is that budget item in essence? Thank you.
So despite not paying into the program, we still have a seat at the table. And with this objective, it's helping us maintain that seat at the table and show that commitment from the city of Goleta as we work towards this long-term feasibility study for CCE. So that's why we're looking for it as an objective. But we are still at the table. Because we didn't pay into it doesn't mean we don't have access into the program.
And also our data is important for the program. Mm. And the feeling is that having the most complete data and participation at the table ultimately was very important for the region. And we're not asking for an allocation. Okay. This is just memorializing the participation that we're involved in.
I'm comfortable with that. Is there, then, to go to those last two items, do these have more kind of, are there performance measures, or are there things in there that are just not, don't drop out?
You know, we have addressed these in our draft performance measures. I cannot recall exactly what it says, but we'll take a look and make sure that what we've developed is a true measurement that's something useful to present. Okay. So that can be a follow-up item for us.
I just want to say real quick, and then I'll let Councilmember Seves go, but since Councilmember Richards and I sit on the Energy and Green Issues Committee, so I'm familiar with the South Coast Energy Efficiency Partnership. So what it does is it promotes various, I kind of looked it up so I remembered I was correct, promotes various free utility programs throughout the community and receives grant funds from Direct Install, Comprehensive Mobile Home Program, and then it kind of works with the Green Business Program. So it's something that I feel needs to definitely stay in here.
And I think we can quantify the results of our participation. You know, number of financial assistance applications, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm just using that as an example. But I think there are true measurements that we can include.
I see this section here as renewing our commitment. The Energy Efficiency Partnership has helped the city of Goleta in retrofitting our lights. Helped our school district in retrofitting their lights, energy efficiency, especially with their exit lights. And it all came through a grant that came through us. And it wouldn't have come through us had we not been a member of this organization. The Green Business Program, we have been a recipient of past awards for our efforts in our sustainability plan. And again, we would not have been awarded this had we not been a member of the Green Business Program. So these are important to maintain our commitment. I ask for concurrence on that one sheet.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And I want to note that this concludes the first section covering the first overarching strategy of preserve and enhance the quality of life in Goleta. So I thought I'd ask if there are any additional comments prior to moving to the second.
Go ahead. Councilmember Richards.
Yes, I actually had a few as I read through. I don't know if you have a copy of the document with the lines that we can put up on the screen.
Unfortunately, I don't have that.
Okay. I don't know if members of the public were given this document, but I can read from it for clarity. If I don't know if that's too cumbersome. I'll just go ahead. Sure. So for lines, so under the preserve and enhance the quality of life in Goleta under the narrative, lines 47 and 48, it says Goleta is a highly desirable place to live, work, because of the natural beauty of its location, period. I would like to add, and the diversity and vitality of its residents. I think that there's more about our community that's desirable than just being beautiful. And I think, again, that the people that live here need to be a part of that. So I'd like to propose that addition. I don't know if we want to go through each one individually, but I have a few others. Lines 55, it says,
Let's figure that one out.
Yes.
Because it's not written in front of us.
Right. Yes.
And I would concur with what you said. I don't have a problem with that.
Could you read that again one more time?
My suggestion is Goleta is a highly desirable place to live, work, and then there was a strikeout. I'm just going to not say that, and play, because of the natural beauty of its location and the diversity and vitality of its residents, I'd like to add.
I like that. I think that's great.
Good. On lines 55, it says, as a dynamic community, the city values its diversity and balance and seeks to meet the housing needs of all economic segments of the community by striving to provide affordable housing programs to local residents. I'm not sure what it means by the city values its diversity and balance. I think I know what it means when it says diversity. I'm assuming that we're talking about ethnic, cultural, racial diversity, et cetera. I don't know what balance refers to in this exactly. I don't know what the balance of that we're valuing. So I just want to bring that up. I don't know if there's a better word there or if we want to strike that. And then I have one other addition. It says, by striving to provide affordable housing programs to local residents, I'd actually like to strike the word programs. I don't necessarily know that our goal is to provide programs. Our goal is to provide affordable housing. So I'd like to just say, you know, striving to provide affordable housing to local residents. So that would be my suggestion in that sentence.
I support that.
Okay, Council?
Well, we actually participate in, although I recuse myself each time, because I sit on the board, but we actually pay into a program to do this.
I'm not saying that I don't value programs, but I think the overarching thing that we want is affordable housing. How we do that is by participating in programs that get us there or other things. But I don't think that our main goal is to be involved in more programs. Our main goal is to provide affordable housing. And how we do that is more like an objective.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
I agree. Yeah,
but the other issue is that many opportunities can only go through programs. So we don't want to remove the possibility of getting an opportunity. So it's got to be both somehow.
I'm in no way saying that we shouldn't be involved in programs. I'm just saying that our main goal should be affordable housing. I mean, that's the end result that we want is affordable housing.
Right. So the idea is even if we take out the word programs, which I agree, we're still going to be looking at programs.
Right.
I mean,
we can put that in the objectives as we talk about so that we capture that because we're already participating.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Right.
Okay.
Is there concurrence for that?
Yes.
Okay. And then one more.
Can we go back to the balance question?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
The city values its diversity. I would just say and strike and balance and just say the city values its diversity and seeks to meet the housing needs of all economic segments.
Yeah.
I would agree because I don't know what other word we would use and why that's in there, actually.
Okay. Thank you. And then, actually, the very next sentence, and I promise this is the last one I have in this section here, it says the city continues to, I'm sorry, there's some strikeout here.
What number are you
at? Number 58, line 58 and 59. The city continues to be committed to enhancing the quality of neighborhood parks and recreation areas and provide services so that residents have the opportunity to enjoy and learn more about the natural resources and habitat that surround them. And I'd like to propose that we say that to provide services so that residents have the opportunity to, and this part added, interact with each other and enjoy and learn more about the natural resources and habitat around them. I think that there's more to be gained from parks and open spaces than just enjoyment of nature. I believe that they provide an opportunity for our residents to interact with each other.
Gathering places.
Yeah, like play soccer.
Yes.
I would agree.
I agree.
I'm good with that.
So I want to add the opportunity to, and then say gather and interact with each other.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anything else in this section?
No, I'm just wondering if there, I do have one speaker slip, but I don't know if they want to address this section or are we, is it under another section? So I thought I would ask each time we finish a section if there was somebody from the public who wanted to speak on that section. Cameron?
Yeah.
You want to speak on this particular section?
Yeah, I think I
okay.
Cameron Gray. The comments I have.
Okay.
Good morning, Mayor Perotti and council members. My name is Cameron Gray, and I'm speaking on behalf of Community Environmental Council. I just want to really acknowledge the efforts that you have made in including sustainability in the strategic plan. We think it's great that there is now a goal within the strategic plan for sustainability and for developing a sustainability plan. And as we were talking today, my attention kind of drifted back to this aerial photo here because I think it really lays bare a very important truth, which is that Goleta exists within this greater context of the environment and our climate. And for that reason, while we're pleased with the goal that you have included, I'd really like to invite you to consider elevating that goal to one of the overarching strategies, because the truth is that none of the goals that are included in this plan can be carried forward in perpetuity unless we are working to make sure that the community is incorporating sustainable practices. So just really want to put that out there as a possibility, while also, once again, acknowledging the great work that you have done. One other thought is that within the plan, we noticed that there's a lot of mention of valuing diversity, but we didn't notice a lot of valuing of inclusion. So it's one thing to be acknowledging that there are these diverse communities here. It's another thing to really be working to make sure that that diversity is being represented in the civic process. And I raise that issue because in many cases, low-income communities, disenfranchised communities, they are bearing the greatest effects of environmental impacts and climate change. So I think it really behooves us to think about how we can make sure that they have a voice in all civic affairs. With regard to the development of the sustainability plan, we look forward to taking part in that process. As you might have heard, we have a new campaign that's out advocating for a goal to have 100% renewable energy provided to the greater Goleta community by 2030. So we very much look forward to discussing that possibility with you further. And once again, just thank you for your time and your consideration of our comments.
Thank you.
Madam Mayor, I'm sorry. I actually have one more suggestion, and it's under the objectives section of this overarching strategy. And on line 100, it says, continue to provide support to community-wide events. And I would like to propose that to say, continue to provide support to citywide events that foster participation in community. I'd like to emphasize the participation in community and not just say that we want to support an event, but that we want to support an event that fosters participating in the community.
I like it.
I'm curious because we we support, for example, the annual fireworks festival. And I'm not sure that would meet what you're saying.
Well, I think we want to support events that get the entire community out, that get them involved in meeting their neighbors, and that's what I view as participating in community. So,
actually, about rather than it making it exclusive, but, you know, have it, where did it go, to continue to provide support for community-wide events and to foster increased participation, to try and get both of those ideas in one? So we don't exclude the fireworks or something like that where people aren't necessarily interacting, but also recognizing or acknowledging we like the idea of participation as well. Is that my...
Yeah, I'm just saying it, you know, as an objective, then you were talking about your measurability, then we would have to figure out, well, how do we measure that?
True.
People are chucking and jiving at the fireworks festival and interacting with each other and meeting that. That's, I mean, this is broad for a reason, and we do these things already, but we don't get into the specifics because I just think, how do you do that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I agree. I don't know how to measure that. That is difficult to quantify. I agree.
Well, what sort of events were you thinking of when you said, you know, events that foster participation? Was there something, I mean, there's the what's happened in Old Town.
I was thinking the parade, the parade was, right. Was an example that I was thinking, where you have people that are coming out that are actively participating, either by watching, by, you know, the events.
I mean, it could be. So would our performance measures, for instance, be something along the lines of increasing either additional such activities, like more Old Town cleanups or other kind of public events, or to expand their reach and have more people involved, more floats, more businesses?
I think your performance measure would have to be quantifying the number of events sponsored.
Yeah, and perhaps, you know, that wouldn't make a difference whether...
Five or six. Or
yeah, the language that I'm proposing would probably be the same measurement. It would measure the number of events. So
yeah, I believe so.
My goal is just that I'd like to have more language in this document that talks about participating and engagement and involvement of our residents.
Well, and it shows the community that's where we're going. That's what we're,
and that's what's
we're
important
hoping to
us.
Accomplish. Yeah, I would support that. Could you read it? Can you say it again?
Continue to provide support to citywide events that foster participation in our community.
I guess I'm... Rather than, I'm agreeing with Michael on this one, so rather than saying it's got to be events that foster participation, foster events including those that encourage participation or as well as enhancing participation, rather than excluding such events that might not be as participatory.
Oh, I see. More like spectator events.
Yeah, there are some like the fireworks are a spectator kind of thing, so it's not... I don't know. I mean,
I just want to add that with the fireworks festival, there is a lengthy program before the fireworks are ignited, where, you know, there's food, there's
That's
entertainment,
true.
There's games for kids, and a lot of families do come and picnic and, you know, sit with one another, chat with their neighbor or make new acquaintances. So, you know. Speaking as a resident, I think it does actually fit the criteria. I think it's more than just a spectator. Just food for thought.
I'm not sure that what I'm proposing is actual a change in what we how we operationalize it. It's more that I want it to be explicit about the values of our city.
Okay. I would concur. Do we have...
Well, I kind of like where it's at. We've had this discussion before. We're not excluding. But then again, we aren't defining the size of what the community is, because each event serves a different community. The filler convention at Stowe House, that provides to a certain community. It really isn't community-wide, although everybody's invited.
there's only a certain group that really likes to go to the filler convention. So I think what you're asking for is already included in community-wide events. So I would ask that it just stay the same.
I would support adding language that say we want to support or encourage participation. That I have no problem with that. That's overriding. That's an additional or some sort of outcome that we want to achieve.
How about if I delete the word citywide? Because maybe we don't necessarily, as Councilmember Aceves was saying, you know, maybe some events are more directed at a certain, you know, subpopulation of the community, and they don't have to, we don't have to try to serve everybody every time. And so if it just said continue to provide support to events that foster participation in our community.
I like that better.
That's
okay.
Good.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. We can move on. One last, Eve, I just got a speaker slip from Eve Sanford. Did you want to speak on this section, or was there another section moving forward that you'd like to come up?
The
what section?
The infrastructure section.
Okay, all right. I'll remember that. Thank you.
Okay, are we good to move on?
Yep.
All right. And thank you. This is all important.
One.
All right, so I'll go ahead and run through staff's proposed changes to the second overarching strategy section, which is ensure financial sustainability. And so regarding the narrative section, staff have alphabetized the list of general fund reserve policies, a minor change. And moving to the strategic goals section, the staff are proposing adding the following new strategic goals. If you look to line 137, the proposed language is provide accurate, reliable, and timely financial information. And the second proposed addition is improve transparency of financial information, and that's on line 142. Any questions or comments so far?
Okay.
Concur.
Well, I've got a question.
Oh, sure.
Are you saying you want to delete 137? Did I hear that correctly?
137.
That's an addition.
Yeah.
So we would like to add that language.
Or it says provide accurate. That's okay. I thought it was a deletion. It wasn't bolded.
No, we wouldn't want to take that.
That wouldn't be good.
The one addition as far as the improve the transparency of financial information. You know, when I started this council, we had 1 year budget cycles. Then we went to 2 year budget cycles. And the back of our budget book, you have actually a 5 year revenue plan expenditure. I would like to see that portion pulled out and have that revisited separately so we see where we're at in our 5 year plan. We do that with our capital improvement program. It only makes sense that we look at our 5 year financial plan to be able to anticipate problems or challenges, I should say, in the future. So is there a way to include an additional line under that, or is that kind of assumed that they will do that?
We will come up with wording that reflects that request if council concurs. I think that's a great addition because certainly our five-year projection has been a wonderful tool to help us in our budget planning process and our project planning process.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to have a definition of improving transparency of financial information because, and I've been on the finance committee, I'm not currently on the finance committee, but I like to think that we do an excellent job and have been doing an excellent job on our transparency of financial information. This implies maybe we haven't been. So if that's the case, what are we going to do to improve? What's the improvement?
I can have Luke Rio speak to this. When we met as a group and talked about this, we recognized that the public sometimes has difficulty understanding exactly what are we showing in our financials, so that there's a room for improvement as far as how we present things to make it easier to understand and also to provide access, make it easier for the public to find these documents to be able to review them. But I'll let Luke add on to what I'm saying.
Let me just jump in here before he speaks. In my mind, when you say improve transparency, it implies that we've been hiding something. And I clearly don't believe that's the case. I think we bend over backwards to make all information available.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm having trouble getting my arms around how we improve something that I already think we're doing a pretty good job of. Now, when you talk about maybe changing the words or aligning the columns or the figures so that they're better understood, I don't know if that has anything to do with transparency. That's just an understanding of what a financial statement looks like. And we're required by law to present those in a certain fashion. There's not a lot of leeway there. And under our GASB reporting requirements, among other things, and the state reporting requirements. So I don't want us to imply something that is not happening. That's my only concern.
I agree with the way it's written. I'm just wondering if we could change it to something like improve our reporting procedures.
There you go.
Can I offer a suggestion? How about improve presentation of financial information?
It's even better. I like it.
Yeah, so that all that was basically trying
to... What you going to say?
And then also there's other software that we're actually trying to utilize, OpenGov. Is something that we've partnered with, and as soon as we get an updated financial system, we'll be able to have a more real-time data of our expenditures and revenues online that citizens can access if they choose to do so. And we're also proposing doing what I call a budget in brief or a budget at a glance. It kind of summarizes the budget instead of having to go through a 500-page document.
Which is great.
I like it.
Really good.
I like it.
And we'll be user-friendly online?
Yeah, user-friendly. And I hope to create kind of a explain it like five version of explaining some of the process and terms.
Great.
Luke, if I can ask, on my five-year suggestion, does that make sense to you? Is that something that's doable?
Yeah, something very doable, and I recommend implementing that.
Did I get Karen's on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So we'll change the language.
Can you clarify which language we had, Councilmember Aceves?
I like the one that Ms. Kushnoff brought up at the end.
Yes.
I'd ask her to repeat it again.
So she's not on the microphone, so I'll say...
So line 142, improve presentation of financial information instead of improve transparency.
There you go. Improve presentation of financial information. Yeah. Okay, I can agree.
How we deliver the message.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Concur.
All right. We all concur.
Yeah.
Yes.
And moving on, changes in the narrative. Ignore that first changes in narrative section because we're in the strategic goals section. So staff are proposing the following three strategic goals be moved to the objective section and rewarded. And the rewarding is reflected here on this slide. The first one is reads, pursue financing for city infrastructure funding, and that is on line 152. Then on line 153, address the revenue neutrality agreement. And then on lines 154 through 155, seek positive resolution of outstanding redevelopment issues with the state of California. So again, these three are moved down to the objective section and rewarded slightly.
Because, particularly with the last one, we need to include that? I mean, is it something we wouldn't do if it's not in our strategic plan? Is it is this actually guiding our performance, or what we do? It just seems that it's not needed to include. Obviously, we're going to seek a positive resolution. It's just the main one with that. It's obviously not that I'm not supportive of the notion of seeking a positive resolution. This is, I don't know that it helps us by having it in the strategic plan. That's first observation.
Yeah, this could certainly be seen as a business as usual function, and we could certainly talk about removing it.
I would not want it removed. This is a commitment from the council over the years now since we lost RDA. And it's got to be a resounding message to the entire staff that obviously we seek a positive resolution, but we seek a resolution of our issues with the state of California.
I mean, I don't see how that does anything by including it there. You know, it's obviously, it doesn't change performance, behavior. It doesn't lead to anything. How do we...
How does it not change behavior?
Are we going to drop our seeking a positive resolution if this isn't included in our strategic plan? Does this...
Is it not the goal of our city to bring a positive resolution to our lawsuit with the state of California?
If I may, I understand your concern, Mayor Pro Tem, that this is something we're going to do anyway, we would assume. I think it's there's value in keeping it in there because it makes it explicit to the staff, to the community, that, look, you know, this is something important to us. We want to continue to pursue this. We haven't forgotten about it. It's something that is a priority for us. So that's why I'm in favor of leaving it in.
And hopefully it'll be something that we can strike relatively soon and think of it as a positive. That's how I would look at it. So I'd be supportive of leaving it in.
And I would too. And I would also point out that it's more than just the issue of the creek bed. We also have the park.
Yeah,
and the park may very well be settled outside of that. So it's, again, another desire to make sure that our community knows we're still plugging away on these issues and we want to get them resolved.
And then one other, with the revenue neutrality, do we have measures on this? You know, I mean, I guess I'm wondering how, in the context of a strategic plan, what is it that we include for measuring performance?
I actually had a concern about this myself regarding the directive to address. I think that's vague, and I would like to propose pursue renegotiation or some other language that's more measurable.
We left it blank in case council decides to go a different approach. If you wanted to consider a legislative approach in addition to or separate from. So that's our thought was to give you room, but certainly if you would like to be more specific, feel free to edit and provide us with what you would rather see here.
How about commit to the elimination? That's what we've been doing for the last many years. This is a discussion that we're going to be having again and again and again. The county's going through issues with Goleta Beach Park. And if you remember, when we did three negotiations, Goleta Beach Park was also a discussion. So, you know, address, negotiate, maintain, commitment to elimination, you know, pick a word, but it needs to stay in there.
No, I'm okay now that Michelle added that caveat. So.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I think we can move on.
Okay. And moving on to the next slide, the following three new objectives are proposed for addition. The first, complete the update of the development impact fee DIF study, and that's on line 150.
Concur.
Yes.
All right. And then the second new proposed objective is to develop a roadmap to address future pension obligations, and that's line 156.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And finally, strive for Government Finance Officers Association, GFOA, Award for Excellence in Financial Reporting and Distinguished Budget Presentation. That's lines 157 and 158.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not, obviously we want to get that, but I don't know what strive means in a sense. Either we, I mean, it's, I think our goal is to have excellence in financial reporting and just, you know, and budget presentation. And one of the ways that we'd measure success is by getting an award.
Well, I think our city's received it, I want to say every year, pretty much. But it's pretty much the association has specific rules that you have to follow to get the award.
Yes, that's true. We put Strive here because they've kind of upped the ante on expectations, and they made it more competitive in recent years. So we want to be able to keep it in the forefront of our minds that we need to go above and beyond to be able to still be considered for that distinguished award.
Concur.
I see. So in other words, there are sort of strive means is follow these procedural requirements and so forth in order to qualify, et cetera.
Measurable goals.
Right. Right, because it isn't just a foregone conclusion that you submit your budget and you get the award.
Okay. And it lets our community know how important it is to us to do that, to strive. Okay.
Okay, thanks. Sure. I'll go ahead and move on. The following new objectives are also proposed for addition, starting on line 159, to create a budget and brief to provide simplification and ease of understanding. Then on lines 160 through 161, annually review, update, and implement the city's investment policy to further diversify and ladder investments while prioritizing safety of city funds. Then on line 162, annually review, update, and implement the city's debt management policy. And then line 163, implement an escheatment policy for unclaimed revenues. And do we have any questions or comments here?
Concur.
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 Fine. Concur.
Okay, thank you. And this concludes the second overarching strategy section. So do we have any other comments on the narrative? And, oh, sure.
Yeah, just one question, and perhaps this is in some of these others, but it's not really made explicit, is maintaining prudent reserve funds. And again, maybe that's part of what's in there somewhere else, but I'm wondering if we could, if Luke or someone could speak to, you know, where that is and if that should be made explicit, or I'm not sure if there's any other concern that I mean, obviously we do this, we should be doing this, but I want to make sure that it's made explicit.
Okay. We can speak with Luke Rio on that and add an objective.
Unfortunately, he had a commitment he had to go to, so he had to leave early, but we did talk a little bit about that in our group meetings. We felt that it could be wrapped into some of the strategic goals already, but hearing council's desire to bring that out and really make it more prominent, we'll go ahead and draft language for the next review, for the next version. Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other questions on this slide? I'll go ahead and move on to the third overarching strategy titled Support Economic Vitality. And regarding the narrative section, staff are proposing some changes. Reference to the Goleta Entrepreneurial Magnet, GEM program, has been updated to reflect the fact that GEM is now an established program. Previously, the language, you know, referred to this new program, and now it's been some years since its formation. So we propose those changes. Do we have any questions on this slide?
No.
Okay.
Yep.
And staff are proposing new strategic goals to be added, starting on line 183, promote a sustainable local economy. Then on lines 184 through 185, support regional economic vitality in the community through enhanced partnerships with UCSB, local businesses, and the Chamber of Commerce. And then on lines 192 through 193, encourage and assist entrepreneurs and companies to start or expand their businesses in Goleta and serve as liaison by connecting those businesses to resources. Any questions?
Yeah, I mean, the third one, the supporting the economic vitality, it's not just as far as nonprofit organizations or organizations with whom we partner. It's not simply the Chamber of Commerce is the sole entity. There's, you know, through the Goleta grants and CDBG and so forth, we have a vast array of different entities that we support for helping economic vitality. And so somehow I want to recognize that as well, whether the Chamber is not unique in that role.
Okay. Are you looking at the second point? Is that what you're referring to?
So
line 184.
Yeah, 184, 185.
Because it also says UCSB local and local businesses.
Right, but for instance, all the other. So if you when we do the City of Goleta grants, there's a lot of nonprofit organizations that do that support, whether it's Stowe House or something, whether it's trying to think of all the entities that support economic vitality in the community. But there's just
What are some others? This is just an array. I mean, we went through, you could probably think of others.
I understand exactly what you're saying. So I would propose that staff add an objective that reflects more comprehensively what we are doing, and that will come back to you in the next draft of this report.
Okay, thank you.
A separate line to this one or adding to this one?
As an objective below this goal. So the wording on this goal would remain the same. But then we would add an objective which talks about something along the lines of continue to provide support through the city grant program, support to other agencies for organizations and programs such as blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we could list.
Or maybe as simple as support nonprofits in our community that provide a benefit or something in that area. Because that's what we're doing. We have to give the money to a 501c3. So it's supporting the nonprofits in our community.
Sure. Okay.
But wouldn't it just be simpler to include it in the same bullet?
A nonprofit doesn't necessarily provide economic vitality.
Not all, but some do.
I would suggest we keep it the same and add a second bullet addressing our commitment to help the vitality of our nonprofits in our community.
We are kind of light on the objectives for that section anyway, so I think it would be good to be more explicit and add one.
I was actually going to propose another one to more explicitly say that we encourage and support locally owned businesses as a separate objective. I understand that local businesses is in the second bullet, but the bullet is about enhanced partnerships. And so I'd actually like to add something specific about encouraging and supporting locally owned businesses. I think they're vital to our community and to our local economy.
May I ask if you would want that to be separate from the last bulleted strategic goal or incorporated into the last one that is on line 192 of the Word document?
Yeah.
Well, the last bullet doesn't specifically talk about locally owned. It says entrepreneurs and companies.
Right.
But, I mean, if we want to add, I just would like specific language about locally owned businesses.
My question is, would you like to add that in there or have a standalone? Council's choice.
I'm okay adding it to the third one.
The third or the fourth? The fourth one seems that it's really...
I only see three
myself.
Oh, you're right. Third one. Sorry. Never mind. I was looking at the other sentence.
Okay. Well, thank you. We'll move on. Mm-hmm. On to the next slide. A staff are proposing the following deletions. Starting on line 186, delete work with the chamber to implement a shop Goleta policy and program to be used by residents, businesses in the city. Staff felt that this was perhaps outdated, does not really account for the fact, you know, Goleta is already a regional shopping destination, so we didn't feel like it was appropriate. And then the second proposed deletion, starting on line 189, is to enhance partnerships for visitor services and tourism promotion. This activity is already happening through the renewed Tourism Business Improvement District, so we didn't feel that it was appropriate here in this plan. And then on line 190, proposed deletion of pursue grant opportunities. Pursuing grant opportunities occurs in many different, you know, avenues and not just regarding economic vitality. So we thought this was kind of extraneous and not necessary to be included here. And then finally, we're proposing deletion of a partner with UCSB to support regional economic vitality. Since this actually got combined with the second proposed goal listed in the previous section.
Concur.
Yes.
Concur.
Okay. Thank you.
And actually, before we... Oh, no, we have... Never mind. Is that the last one on here?
There's
three?
Another.
Okay.
There's another slide.
I'll wait for that.
Okay. And this is the final slide here on the support economic vitality section. So staff are proposing to move, continue to support the Goleta Entrepreneurial Magnet GEM program to the objective section, and it's been reworded slightly, as you can see in lines 197 through 198. And finally, staff are proposing changes in the objective section on line 197, proposing deletion of allocate funding to support GEM, as the support is already reflected in the above bullet. And finally, on line 199, staff are proposing to delete other economic activities, as this is really big, and so it's not really strategic.
Well put. So.
Concur.
Okay. Do we have any other questions?
Yeah, I had some others to discuss. So, number one, in economic vitality, part of what struck me is this would be a place for housing-related things. That if we want to include here something about encouraging or supporting housing that's affordable for the Goleta workforce, something along those lines, I think it's, you know, if I think of anything that the businesses benefit from, it's having something like that. And so to get a greater take, so to speak, out of the housing that comes on to help the workforce.
Where exactly are you proposing?
That would be under economic vitality. So this would be a new is it goal or objective? Goal, I guess.
Right. We could include objectives under that.
And then an objective associated with that might be, I don't know if this makes sense, but a granny flats ordinance of some kind, if that would be helpful for leading to that outcome, if that's something that would...
If I may, I think the changes in state law provide for that now. We have a memo we're going to be providing council shortly on that. You can still consider an ordinance, but the state law right now does permit those units. So.
But, I mean, in other words, do we have to expand upon the state? Do we have to clarify? Do we have to put our stamp on what the state law has in order to be better to implement it more effectively? Or is it really explicit and we don't have to do anything to make it work?
There are a few areas of clarification that it would be helpful for council to address, such as development impact fees that may need to be collected for those units, things like that. But for the most part, what's in state law now is pretty clear. So.
Let me put it in another way. What we have on the books is illegal, and we cannot enforce it, and if we did, we'd be sued and we'd lose. So maybe the desire would be to clean up what we currently have, which is illegal.
Having illegal items is definitely not a good strategic goal. So that would be so good. Then that cleaning up our books with that regard, whether it's expanding, as you said, the elements that we need to implement the state law, or just putting it into our set of ordinances, the existing state law. Is that okay?
You're going to find that the state will often come up with new rules and regulations that we have to implement. We have no choice.
Yep.
And staff's really good about bringing that to us.
Sure.
Just a piece of information. I believe there's 154 bills this year in the legislature to slap the hands of local government when it comes to allowing things to occur. So it's not getting better. It's only going to get worse each year. And I'm just giving you a heads up.
Right. Could I ask, is there a natural place to stop this? Because we're going to have to continue it, obviously.
I would say that we're pretty close to that natural place, except that I know we have a speaker on the infrastructure item. I think if we can take the public comment and then pick up at the infrastructure section when we reconvene, I think that'd be best.
Let me just add one other thing before we close this section. Water conservation right now, we have that. I'll just put it out there right now for the water conservation. One of the things that, just like Kyle was mentioning previously with the economic or the financial, is reserves, that we want to have, that one of the benefits of water conservation in part is to give us greater capacity to weather droughts without having our businesses and our community life really disrupted. And it seemed like this is also a potential place where if we have conservation goals to include it here.
Madam Mayor, if I could just add briefly, staff talked a little bit about whether it was appropriate for the city to include those. We wanted to get your take, but our thought was a lot of the conservation measures get imposed through the Goleta Water District, not through the city per se at this point. So we had talked about it, but decided we would leave it out pending your input.
I'd like it included.
Councilmember Seves, I want to make sure I can give Eve Sanford a time to speak.
I'm sorry. I hate to bring it to a close. I'd like to hear the speaker,
yes.
But I've got a commission meeting in Santa Maria that I've got to get up to.
Eve, if you would like to come up, I'm sorry that we didn't get to infrastructure, but please.
Just have a point of order. I know that we had consensus on the workforce housing.
I'm not in support of anything we just discussed, so I want to come back to that. So,
okay, so I'm going to add this.
Put it off.
Put it off.
Come back. We'll discuss it when we have more time.
Okay. Thank you for taking my comment today. I know that this is a lot of work, and SB Bike is actually also doing its first ever strategic plan, so I invite you to come give comment. No, I'm just kidding. You don't want to see the process. So I have a lot of specific suggestions, and I'm wondering if I can submit those in a letter, and I guess I'll let that
be answered
afterwards. But I'll just run through a few of the sort of bigger or more interesting ones. In terms of infrastructure strategic goals, I would love to see something about facilitating public input on design and implementation of transportation projects. I know that this council has discussed developing a transportation circulation committee, and perhaps that could be one sort of venue. And also, I've been really happy participating in the technical advisory committees that the city has done for the bike plan and now for the complete streets plan. And I'd like to sort of see those type of committees continue to exist, because I think they help us to work really harmoniously. In regards to specific objectives, explore Amtrak station enhancements. I'm curious if there's potential for exploring a siding location previous to you purchasing any building. I know there have been discussions in the past and that, you know, they've ran into issues, but ultimately, the siding location is still something worth exploring. And of course, you know much, much better than I do about whether that is a thing or not. But you know, promoting optimal use and convenient access would be a factor with Amtrak improvements. And then, last but not least, you know, I'm going to actually just write these in, but also parking. So. Perhaps that could be perhaps that could be an objective, utilizing parking tools to encourage balanced and fair use of parking. And I think that that's discussed a little bit under the Hollister, under the Old Town section, but not sort of to its, it is also a factor in overall transportation. And then in regards to the Old Town, returning Old Town to a vital center of the city. I'd love to see there's a goal under the strategic goals to continue to investigate and secure additional parking. I would add to that, while properly managing and utilizing existing parking, I think you now have a parking enforcement officer, and there's some opportunity to kind of utilize that in a way that would really help with parking overturn. Pursuing opportunities to landscape with drought-tolerant plantings, having walked that area a lot, I think there's a massive opportunity there to both landscape in a sustainable way and a drought tolerant way that makes it just better for the pedestrian experience. But other than that, I think that this is really great, and I'm super happy to see the Vision Zero and Complete Streets language that has been added. And that was the main reason I came to speak, and I just decided to add a few other little comments. And I'll follow up with, like, a better letter if you want to review these things, because I know that was a lot to go over in a little amount of time.
That would be helpful. Thank you. Thank you for sitting through all that. Thank you. Okay. Well, it's now 11 o'clock, and so we're going to have to adjourn. And I just want to quickly thank everybody for their participation, and I appreciate everybody's comments and thoughts, and thank you. And thank you for staff for all their hard work. Thank you. Adjourn.